Bitmine buys 126 non 971 ETH on the dip as its stash tops 5.5 Mnets Ether. Bitmine Immersion bought 126 non 971 Ether last week, its largest single ETH purchase of 2026, and did it as prices were sliding toward a multi-week low. The buy, reported by CoinDesk and confirmed in posts from CoinMarketCap and CoinGecko, pushes the company's total holdings to 5,143.872 ETH, more than 4% of all Ether in circulation. The timing is the story. Ether traded at $1,789 as of June 8, 2026, up 4.4% on the day, but still down roughly 15% over the prior 7 days, according to CoinMarketCap market data. The CoinMarketCap Fear and Greed Index sat at 15, deep in extreme fear territory. Bitmine added to its position into that weakness rather than waiting for a base to form. A treasury that keeps buying the drawdown Bitmine has spent 2026 turning itself into the largest corporate holder of Ether, and the latest purchase fits a pattern of accumulating through volatility rather than timing tops. At current prices, the 5.54 million ETH stash is worth roughly $9.4 billion, though the company's average cost basis sits well above today's market after a year of buying into a falling tape. That gap matters. Bitmine and other crypto treasury firms have been carrying large unrealized losses as Ether retraced, and adding 126 non 971 ETH near the lows lowers the blended entry price while raising the absolute size of the bet. It is a conviction trade. The only way the math works is if Ether recovers from here. The move follows Bitmine's recent decision to price preferred shares at a 9.5% dividend, a financing step explicitly aimed at funding more Ether purchases. The preferred raise was the fundraising. This is the deployment. Seeing the capital actually land in ETH within days of the offering removes some of the ambiguity about whether the treasury strategy is slowing down. It is not. Accumulation against an extreme fear backdrop. The broader market gives the purchase its edge. Bitcoin reclaimed $63,247 on June 8th, up 2.8% on the day, after a week that wiped out leverage across the board, while Ether, Solana at $66.95 and XRP at $116 all bounced between 3% and 4.4% in 24 hours. Even with the bounce, every major asset remained down double digits on the week, and sentiment had not caught up. A fear and greed reading of 15 is the kind of number that usually appears near local capitulation, not euphoria. Corporate treasuries buying into that environment send a different signal than retail flows. Bitmine is not trading the daily candle. It is sizing a multi-year position in Ether as a reserve asset, and a purchase made while the index reads, "Extreme fear is, by design, a contrarian one." Whether that conviction is rewarded depends entirely on Ether's path from here, and nothing about a single week of buying changes the risk that prices keep sliding. The treasury bid through an Ether holder's lens. For people who hold Ether directly or spend from an ETH-denominated wallet, a buyer of this scale absorbing supply is worth watching. Bitmine alone now controls a slice of circulating Ether large enough to matter for float, and a meaningful share of the stash is the kind of long-term holding that does not come back to market on every rally. That said, concentration cuts both ways. A single treasury holding over 4% of supply is a source of demand today, and a potential overhang if the strategy ever reverses or the financing behind it strains. The 9.5% preferred dividend is not free. It has to be serviced, and a prolonged drawdown in Ether raises the cost of carrying the position. Holders cheering the bid should also note who is on the other side of that leverage. The accumulation also speaks to Ether's role as a base layer for yield. Much of the institutional thesis for holding ETH rests on staking returns and its position as collateral across DeFi, the same properties that make it a building block for crypto spending products. A large patient holder reinforces that base asset framing even when the spot price is uncooperative.